Good afternoon. Here's today's sports. Novak Djokovic defeated Roger Federer in straight sets to win the ATP World Tour Finals Championship for a fifth time on Sunday. The Serbian won 6-3, 6-4, breaking vitally in the final game of both sets to land an 11th title of a dominant year. The 28-year-old has now won the season finale five times and surpasses Ivan Lendl's 1987 achievement when he won his third straight Tour Finals title in New York. Roger had beaten Djokovic on Tuesday during the group stages at the O2 Arena, but the final of the competition was never truly close, as the Serb always seemed likely to hold on to the early lead that he had forged. Liverpool and Everton both saw success in Saturday's Premier League fixtures as the Reds beat Manchester City 4-1 away from home, with Jurgen Klopp continuing to impress as Liverpool manager. But Klopp says that he's not interested in comparing his tactics to those of former Liverpool boss Brendan Rodgers.
For us, it's not important what is different. For us, it's important that we can see and feel that things develop, that there's a development in our game for us.
Everton comfortably beat Aston Villa at Goodison Park, putting them ahead of Liverpool in the league table on goal difference. Toffee midfielder Gareth Barry says that silverware is the goal for Roberto Martinez's men this season.
That's a target. The fans deserve a trophy. There's been players that have been at the club for a long time that are desperate to win that trophy for them, so hopefully this season will be the one.
Lotus chairman and team principal Gerard Lopez has said that his team are now pretty much at a deal with Renault. The French firm announced in September it had signed a letter of intent to buy back a controlling stake in Lotus, and it seems protracted talks are now nearing a conclusion. Lotus are currently embroiled in a fight for sixth in the Constructors' Championship with Toro Rosso. With the team publicly citing a lack of funding for holding back development of their E23. Anthony Crawler has said that he was never going to waste a second chance as he claimed the WBA lightweight title almost a year after believing his career was over. The 29-year-old defeated Darlys Perez on Saturday in a rematch following their controversial draw in July. Last September, Crawler suffered a fractured skull and broken ankle trying to stop burglars, scuppering hopes of a WBA showdown against Richard Abril. After four cagey rounds, Crawler secured victory in his home city of Manchester when he landed a massive left hook to the body that floored champion Perez, who could not make the count. The new champion is on course to fight fellow Briton Kevin Mitchell. The 31-year-old will become the mandatory WBA challenger if he defeats Ismael Barroso on the 12th of December. I'll be back at 5 with updates and the rest of today's sports news.